And hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is A Walk Through the Mind, a moment where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, and see if we can't take those ideas for ourselves and go out and get the conversation started with friends, family, the people we meet on the street. Or maybe we just get those gears turning within our own head and see where it takes us. So the societal differences between Washington and Tennessee are still starkly contrasted, easy to spot. One of them being the respect for people in the public service agencies, to put it in an extremely broad term right off the bat. Because I don't want to just say the armed services. We all know that Republicans respect the red, white, and blue, or they respect the people going into the army and the military, the armed services. But they respect their police officers as well. And I'm pretty sure it goes the same as the firefighters. Out in Washington, everybody respected the firefighters, had no problem with that. They didn't do anything bad. They saved kittens out of burning trees and old ladies off the second floor of the house. And, you know, feel good stuff. But cops, police officers out in Seattle, ooh, bad word. Dangerous word. I mean, we all remember Chaz and Chop, that six blocks of mayhem where there was no police because all cops are bastards. Isn't that the slogan? There's plenty of bad apples, and I'm sure there's quite a few of them who are disillusioned with the whole justice system, the police officers, that is. Why should I, as the individual who's going to run towards danger, have to do so, attempt to arrest an individual when the defense attorney of the state won't prosecute, won't do anything? If the theft is less than $950, let him go. They didn't kill anybody, let him go. Good old Washington State. They still respected their police officers, putting out the thin blue line flag, sign, moniker. Wouldn't get your house destroyed as setting up a MAGA flag or something along those lines, a Trump flag. People would actively go out of their ways to make you miserable if you were a Trump supporter. But the cops, we prefer you didn't kind of endorse them, but, you know, kind of need them. Because I'm not going to stop the theft or attack or whatnot. But again, down here in Tennessee, there's a real respect for it. Justification for it, I guess. Little fun fact about Knoxville. This is not necessarily the halfway point, but it's definitely a midway point between Miami and the Colombians shipping in their coca leaves, or at least highly processed coca leaves, and Detroit, Michigan, where you have to drive south to go into Canada. And so Knoxville qualifies again as kind of a layover spot, your midway point to take over, take a snooze, maybe take another bump of that Colombian marching powder, get you back on your way. Atlanta is probably a bigger hub for distribution purposes, just because it's a bigger, more metropolis city. But these backwoods people, these backwoods towns of Knoxville, you know, finding their way, people in the lower socioeconomic income brackets who don't have the necessarily skills or degrees, little pieces of paper, to let them lift themselves out of poverty. So they go in search of other markets to peddle their skills and wares in an attempt to raise themselves out of a level of poverty, be able to afford something more than just the bare minimums of what's at the food pantry. And with this lower socioeconomic class that is abundant around here, comes with all your regular kind of shenanigans, issues that happen when people are exploiting the black market in order to make a buck. Neither endorsement nor condemnation. It's just kind of how life goes. And so I can assume that most police officers in most precincts around the nation become a police officer because they want to improve their city, their town, their township, their county if they go into the county sheriff spot. Making sure these bad actors don't negative influence their immediate society. where they go to church, where their kids go to school, where they go grocery shopping. You can't stamp out all crime, but give it a shot. Give it the old college try, again, in hopes that you might make a difference. And again, I tip my hat to these people that are more than willing to run towards the gunfire, run towards the firing. You never know, as a civilian, such as yourself, whether or not you go one direction or the other until you're in it. I have no desire to find myself in it, but only time will tell when that time comes, whether I run to or away. I guess it also depends on how prepared I am, whether or not I feel I can make a difference, or if I'm just going to be in the way. If I'm just going to be in the way, I need to get out of the way. I don't want to sound as frightful, scaredy cat. Sometimes it is the right decision. If you don't know CPR, back up. Get out of the way. Someone else knows CPR. They'll be there. Do your best to help. But when you're in the way, get out of the way. Now, I didn't watch much local TV. Didn't really watch any local TV out in Washington. Only since living in Tennessee have I had the time to, and the capability, to watch some broadcast TV, watch the local news, see what's what, get the lowdown, get the scoop from my local corporate broadcaster with all the appropriate commercial messaging in between breaks, or during the breaks. Then back in October, there was a news story of a police officer that got shot in the middle of a domestic dispute. And it's terrible. It's sad. I left behind a wife and a kid. And kind of what made it even, you know, really tug at your heartstrings was this was his final day on this patrol, this duty, going around protecting the neighborhood. He was going to go get himself a canine cop and do the drug sniffing thing, make sure that other areas were going to be nice and safe. Going to get a little bit cush of a job for the next year or two while he was in training with the dog. And then he'd be back on the beat, saving people. But he got shot. It was terrible. It was sad. I actually had the day off when they were doing the live coverage of the funeral home and sat through and I watched it. Kind of wanted to clip it back then, but doesn't do a very good job of displaying when it's a video. I didn't record enough of it anyways to really make the impact that kind of brought it all home to me to realize how much appreciation or at least the brotherhood of the police force down here. They all stick up for each other. You don't have to just be from Knox County, but all of the surrounding counties and even further. Because they were watching the parking lot. And the parking lot was packed full of police cruisers waiting to take the casket to the other side of town to where it was going to be buried. And again, I'm just sitting there watching the parking lot going, well, yeah, that is full. And then they start filing out. And it's like, how many cop cars are in that parking lot? Probably 100-150 just in the parking lot. And then the camera pans and it shows on the street. There's more cop cars lined up. And then it keeps panning. And you watch this line of cop cars waiting to join this procession. And it goes back and around the corner. And you know that street is just, who knows how far it goes. But rough estimate, 300 to 400 police cars, police cruisers, flashing their lights. As the procession was initially leaving the funeral home, there were cars that were driving by and they pulled over, they stopped. The people hopped out of their cars, they took their hats off, put their hands over their heart, said their little prayers and watched as the procession went by. Something else to behold. And then just about 2 weeks ago, another police officer died. Had family in town, got to show them just a quick little image of the police officers, the line of flashing lights following the procession. And they had never seen something like that. You're not going to see something like that in Washington. Not to say that they don't join the processions, they don't join the funerals, they don't stand up as a brotherhood, but the display is different. And that police officer that died 2 weeks ago, different county, but people were warned of traffic impacts and school. School was going to be let out early, one, to avoid traffic impacts, and two, specifically, so that way kids and family could go attend this police officer's funeral, show their respects. They even had an interview with one lady, short little kind of 10-second clip, talking about how she's bringing her son there just to see the procession, to understand that these people put their lives on their line to make things safe and protected. And that one kind of, I know that officer made kind of national news, but that individual was shot. Person got away from the immediate scene. There was an immediate $10,000 reward that turned into a $100,000 reward. At least I heard through the grapevine. No one ended up getting the reward because they used cell phone information to track this guy down, brought him in. But it's something else. This band of brothers out there protecting the family that that is their community and the family that is themselves, knowing that only a handful of people can and will stand up for them, be there by their side every single time. Again, because they want some sort of safetiness, some sort of belief that their society, their community, it's a place where their kids can play and grow up outside. Don't have to worry excessively about guns and gangs and drugs. Unless you go into the other neighborhoods, those certain neighborhoods. And I guess if you're in those neighborhoods, it goes right back to ACAB. Old cops are bastards. They're always after us. They're always chasing us down. The man never leaves me alone. Because you can't play within the system. And because you can't play within the system, you can't play by those rules, so you play by new rules. Much looser rules. But the difference is stark. It's quite different. It's incredible to see, to know again that people believe in something bigger than themselves. People are willing to put their lives on the line because there's something bigger than just us as an individual on the line. Sometimes it takes a community to get together to force something out, to make it all happen. Sometimes it takes the support of the community for a smaller group to make things happen, to make it happen correctly so everybody can have a better life, a little bit more respect until we're pulled over. Because you know when you're pulled over, no one's ever going to be nice to you. I can't cry my way out of a ticket. So I'll just hang my head in shame and say, you got me. Next time you're not, copper. See here, yeah. But that's what's going on here in Tennessee. Funerals. Respectful funerals. Even for the recruit that dropped, just died suddenly. During a mile and a half run, a recruit, he was going to be sworn in as a police officer next week. And they're still holding a huge funeral for him. But I'm Billy Bones, B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, the number 3-S. Find me on Twitter, at Billy Bones. You find me on Mastodon, the Fediverse, at Billy Bones, at noauthority.social. If you don't have the SOSMED, go to the website, billybones.com. Remember, that's spelled with the number 3 instead of the letter E. And there you can find a link to show notes. Got a couple in here for this episode, but there's also links to past episodes. There's links to SoundCloud and email. And there's a link that says value for value. Because I release this show free of charge, no pot, no paywall, no sponsors, no advertising, in hopes that you find value out of it. And if you did find value out of it, fantastic, thank you, I'm glad you did. The first thing that I ask that you do is you give this show a share. Maybe someone else finds a talking point, gets the gears turning. Just kind of start the conversation one way or the other, positive or negative. I'm not here to direct your conversations. But if you felt that this show was worth a monetary amount of money, be that U.S. dollars or Satoshis, teeny tiny bits of Bitcoin, I accept both. Again, you go to the website, billybones.com, you can scroll all the way down and click that value for value button. It'll take you to PayPal, you chip in, you donate, you support the show in a number that you feel is appropriate. Like today's donor of $15 and his monthly donation, Sir Sean of the Allegheny Valley. Thank you very much, sir. Or again, if you're using one of those new modern podcast apps that send in Satoshis, like Dame Slamy through the Castomatic app, she sent in 9,500 Satoshis. And then Kyle from Pocket Parlay and Light Tickle Podcasts streamed in 1,520 Satoshis through the Fountain app. There's two different apps right there, and there's plenty more to go check out at the modernpodcastapps.com website. So that way you can go in, stream some Satoshis, and maybe if I get my act together this week, because I didn't do it this last week, more podcasting 2.0 features will be available, such as chapters, which will include art, maybe some links, and maybe if I get extra creative, being able to send Satoshis not just to me, but other music artists out there. But thank you very much for listening. I love you guys, and I will talk to you next week. We'll be right back.